is preaching on the air. But it just gives me that time, a break in my day, you know, whether I'm driving down the road listening to her or whatever. It's just a time of renewal, however long that, you know, that those last. But they, you know, you can look back, find them, check them out, and
we get
minister
tons
to you. No matter where you're at in your life.
You're right. And we've got a year and a half of those, not every week, but a lot of them on my Facebook, Marcia McAllister post. Go there, listen to this, and we will be right back. Welcome back. And to our second hour of Living the Good Life, we're going to have a very special show on September 23rd, because that will be our 600th show. We hope to have some kind of a party here at the station. We may be Facebook Live that day, but we have not got that totally squared away yet. And if so, we will let you know. If so, the cameras will be rolling in here and you can see what goes on here in the control room with me, what goes on in the studio with our team members. We're going to have as many, if not all, of our team members that day for part of the show. So September 23rd, put it on your calendar. You don't want to miss it. Some of you have said, well, how can I be a financial partner for this ministry? We do not beg for money at all, but we know there are people out there that would love to give. And if you do, it goes to this Sunday afternoon show. That's what it's all about. And you can go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations. It'll open up a tab where you can use PayPal to give. Anything that comes in there goes for the Sunday radio show. So that's what it's all about. We don't get paid to do it. We pay to do it. But we do it because we want to do it, Betty, don't you think, after all these years? And by the way, Betty and Megan, how many years have you been on this radio team here for Living the Good Life? Betty, you first.
I think mine is seven.
Seven? Wow. Mm-hmm. Meg?
I should be about the same.
You should be,
Yeah, because I think the first time we were on was when we came down to Florida for the first time when we had our first reunion meetup.
And okay.
Oh, my gosh. I think Andrew was two, maybe?
Yeah, he's nine.
And he's eight.
Eight.
He'll be nine in January. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's about...
I was close.
Pretty close, 7 years. So, you know, and one thing I love about that is that our team is dedicated to being here. They're taking turns and being on the air. We now have, I believe, eight of you or nine of you that rotate with me and on Sundays. And it's a joy to have so many that want to be on the air. And now you guys are scattered all over the place. Megan in Michigan, Betty in Indiana, and soon to be Michigan, and Cindy Logan in Indiana, Cindy Henderson in Idaho, and then the other team members right here in our area. It's really a joy, and we are so blessed to be able to be on the air both Sunday and on Thursday night, and we appreciate Lola and this station, TantalkNetwork.com. And so you can catch shows you've missed right here, TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcast, go to the name of the show. Thursday night, Go Yard. Sunday, this Sunday show is Living the Good Life. And also our websites have shows after they are done. We put titles on our websites, goyard2014.org and bohmglobal.com. Those are our websites, so you can check out shows there too. Betty, why would people want to go catch a show that maybe was 5 weeks ago?
Well,
or six or eight or ten?
Or 10 or 12. I think that going back over, and I've listened to a couple of the shows over again, because I want to get it down in my spirit, because I heard it and I thought, you know, it was one of them aha moments, is that I needed to hear that. And I mean, whether you're fearful, whether you can't sleep or whatever, the word of God can quiet your fears. It can calm your worries and help you to understand or listen to God's word. Any time of day, 365, 24/7, they are available for you to listen to.
Middle of the night when you can't sleep, middle of the day when you're bored and want something to do, great way to get the Word of God down on the inside of you. That's what we are all about at Beacon of Hope. That's what we're all about. God's been blessing our Sunday services. We had an amazing move of the Holy Spirit this morning, and lives forever changed. And, you know, the ministry is hard. I got to say, I've been doing it since, gosh, I don't know, since I was about 21. And I'll tell you, it's in a lot of times there are, it's a struggle, and it zaps your strength sometimes, but there's no place I'd rather be. Meg, you want to comment on that? You grew up in the ministry. You and your mom and dad started coming to my church in Indiana when you were about 9, I believe. I remember you used to sit. I remember exactly where you guys used to sit in the congregation. You know how people get a seat and they go that seat every week. I remember your seat, Megan. I remember your seat, Megan.
Well, no, I was about midway, wasn't I?
Yeah, and you were right on the aisle. And a couple rows back from my little son, Mark, who was, I had to make him sit on the front row so I could watch his behavior, remember?
Oh, yeah, I do. I remember your kids and just the growing up in the ministry and, you know, walking the life of a Christian. I'm so thankful that my mom and dad raised me in that environment so that I knew that when life got tough, where to turn.
Absolutely.
And it's made a huge impact in my life with all the things, all the crazy things that I've been through. And all the crazy things that I will continue to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have it in any other way either, Pastor, you know, because it is tough. It's tough no matter what, you know, if you're a minister, if you're an evangelist, if you're just a good old Christian like me, I wouldn't trade it for the world, because through the trials and through the storms and through the tribulations, God's love and God's peace and his steadfast wisdom has never left my side.
Oh, amen.
And I love to talk about it, and I love it. I love
amen.
My life.
Woo! Yeah. All right. We did this song last week, but I really feel like we're supposed to do it again. And you know that we do that kind of stuff around here. Sometimes we've done songs 3 times on one show. I mean, just as the Holy Spirit leads. It's one that my own son Ryan sings at his church. Soul on Fire by Third Day. How about that? Let's be those souls on fire. Love it. It's those horses right there, girls.
Amen.
For your heart, I'm running for your heart, till I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways, I'm waiting for the day when I am my soul on fire, till I am my soul on fire. Yeah.
Baked, wimpy, sad, depressed, anxious, fearful Christian when we can be a soul on fire for God to the extent that we really want to be all He wants us to be, and we want to be that soul that is like burning. There's something going on the inside of us that is propelling us to be all we can be, that we can pray as much as God's leading us to pray. We pray more. We spend time in His presence. We tell others about what God's doing in us. We are souls on fire. Why not be that, Meg? Why not? Because we're tired.
I know you think
I'm crazy, but go ahead.
No, I don't. Because when that song was playing, I thought, that. And then right when you led into what you were saying, it was like, yes. Because,
right.
Who likes to be depressed?
Right.
Not me. Who likes to?
Right. Why be that way?
Yeah. Who likes to not sleep at night because they've got so much on their mind because they think that if they worry about it, that it's going to change the situation.
Yeah, right.
In my Southern accent, ain't going to happen.
Right.
And,
right.
I love that song because, I have come to a point in my life that the only person that I know that I have to please is my Heavenly Father.
Right.
And I've said for a while now that I want to go down and be known as the Jesus freak.
Yeah.
Because
you are already, Meg. You're a Jesus freak.
I am, girl.
Yeah, you are. You're kind of way out there. I am.
And I do things that people question me.
What's
he doing now? You know what? It's kind of like one of them things, as I say, is I'm sitting back and I'm going to watch what the Lord's going to do.
Woo.
Because in every situation that I face in my life, I know when I make a decision and I'm overwhelmed, and I literally mean overwhelmed by peace that actually makes you so peaceful that you fall down.
It's like, what's wrong? Take a nap.
Take a nap. And it's like, oh, Lord, yes, I feel your presence, and it's powerful. And, that is that
Woo!
Soul on fire. That is that drive and that willingness to please the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's that drive and that willingness to share what you've been through and to share what the Lord's done for you.
Woo,
that's
yes.
a soul on fire. Woo!
That is a soul on fire. And as much as I love talking about my grandkids, which I love talking about that, number 12 is on its way. And that is so exciting to know we're going to have another little McAllister running around in a few months. And as much as I love talking about that, and I can talk about my grandkids all day long. Betty, you can too. I know you can, because we do sometimes. We talk about our grandkids, how great they are, right? And even though we love that topic, to talk about what God Almighty, the creator of the universe, God omnipotent, all-powerful, God omniscient, all-wise, God who is all that we need, everything we need, to talk about Him and what He's doing in our lives is so much more fun even than talking about my grandkids. Can you believe that, Betty?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I can relate.
Yeah?
Yeah. It comes to the point, and I learned this pretty late in life, is that I want people to see me, especially when I'm out in public, I want people to say, there's something different about her. What is it? Well, as soon as I open my mouth, the last thing that I say when I leave them is, and I learned this from a pastor that I've known for many years, have a blessed day. And I've learned to say it, and I've taught myself to say it to whoever greets me.
Right.
That is my final word.
Mm-hmm.
Is have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Why do you say that?
Because I want people to understand who loves them, who blesses them. It's not the world. It's the Lord that blesses us, that he gives us the air. And here I'm going to get emotional. I'm an emotional person today. He gave us our grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a way to get through today. He gave us the show that we're on right now. He gives us an opportunity to show our, I can't think of the vocabulary word, our blessings. And he blesses me, so I want to bless someone else because I have that joy inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it kind of works its way to the back when I get a little bit, you know, that worry starts to creep in when old Satan tries to tell me that, you know, you're losing and all of this. But when that joy creeps back, I want people to know that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
And to leave them with something positive in their life, to turn around and my daughter does this more than I do.
Your daughter, Megan?
Megan, mm-hmm,
uh-huh.
She will talk to a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And not me, not thee, but her, is that we want the last thing that people see in us is something positive.
Absolutely.
And maybe that positivity or that joy that she eludes to everyone, hugs people in grocery aisles, and that's just her.
Yeah.
That's her way of being a Jesus freak. Is she tells everybody what God has done for me. God has blessed me. God has done this. God has given me a job. God has blessed me here, 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 and here. She doesn't keep silent. He lets her joy overflow, because that's what God wants us to do, is to show each other love and appreciation and acceptance. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God will accept you as you are, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
That's what we're trying to talk about here on the radio and have for the last 9-10 years, is God's love, God's appreciation for you, and to show you of how much you need God in your life. And to be close to him. And
amen.
The Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the 3-in-1, the Comforter, the Advocate. That's what God is to us.
Woo!
I'm sorry, I got on my soapbox.
Woo! That's right. Good stuff. Good stuff. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Let's go there. I'm in the NIV first. But thanks be to God who always, always, always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us, spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God. That's the NIV. 2 Corinthians 2:14 in the Message. In the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Ha! Through us, he brings knowledge of Christ. Everywhere we go, people breathe in the exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God, which is recognized by those on the way of salvation. An aroma that's redolent with life. But those on the way to destruction treat us more like the stench from a rotten corpse. Oh my. Verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 2. This is a terrific responsibility. Is anyone competent to take it on? No, but at least we don't take God's word, water it down, and then take it to the streets and sell it cheap. We stand in Christ's presence when we speak. God looks us in the face. We get what we say straight from God and say it as honestly as we can. Megan?
Woo, Pastor, that's a powerful scripture right there.
Woo, you better believe it.
That's powerful. And, you know, it's those type of situations where that those of us that are spreading the gospel freely, that we're spreading the gospel just by the presence that we carry, and that's the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
is that those, and it seems to be in my life, those that need that nurturing spirit, the ones that need salvation, it's like they seem to be drawn mm-hmm. into those of us mm-hmm. that spread that fragrance, that
right.
spread that sweetness, and that's the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that we minister to those that need salvation. And it's such a special thing. It's such a thing that we do, that we don't do it for, as the scripture says, we don't do it for recognition. We don't do it for pay. We do it because it's just a natural thing that the Holy Spirit does, that he draws those people to us
mm-hmm.
because our life and our testimony is enough to minister to those people that it draws them right into the arms of God.
It does. And when we walk in a continual state of, Lord, cleanse me, show me where, search me, O God, and know my heart, try me and know my ways, see if there be any wicked way in me. When we live like that, when we live under the blood of Jesus for forgiveness, when we live under 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. When we walk like that, then the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us, remember, with us and in us, the Holy Spirit has a chance to point out things in our life that maybe don't smell very good or aren't very good. Today after church, I was grilling some hamburgers for our dear church people outside. And since we were at my home for this lunch, I threw some things in the dryer right in the garage. And so some people came out to talk to me in the hot sun while I was grilling. And one lady said, wow, what kind of dryer sheets do you use? I said, I don't use any dryer sheets. What? What's that beautiful smell? Well, that's my detergent, because I love my detergent and it has that amazing smell. Just she goes, oh, it smells so good. So here we are grilling hamburgers and we're talking about how my laundry smells in the dryer right there behind me. And it's a metaphor for when we cleanse. I mean, the laundry would not have smelled like that if it had not been washed in that detergent, right? And when we allow the Holy Spirit to come and clean us up and show us those areas, we begin to really smell good. We smell good. We become a fragrance. That's what the scripture is. We become a fragrance, Betty. People are like, wow, I like hanging out with that person because they act right. You know, they're sweet. They smell good, you know? Talk to us, Betty. And I know you love my detergent too, Arm & Hammer.
I do.
Clean Burst.
I would come down once a week just to wash my
clothes, right, to make them smell. I know.
I purchased it here. And it's just not the same.
So I think it's the salt air, too.
Know,
yeah.
It is. It, you know, and the fragrance comes because of the intensity of your washer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we have to be. We have to have that intensity. We have to have the ability to let that fragrance be known. And that's
Amen.
What I'm talking about. about Megan and her ability for the intensity of the Holy Spirit that lives within her is that it overflows. I mean, it's almost like a dam that you know is overflowing, is that it just rushes.
Amen.
And it sweeps away all of the junk at the bottom of the dam. I mean, it washes Woo! Away, and it keeps worry, it keeps anxiety.
Yeah.
It keeps us from having those moments of we can't find ourselves, we can't even find which way we are to go. And once you reach that intensity of the Holy Spirit that lives within you, once you tap into that, once you're down in the well and you have that water that is that living water come over you and the Holy Spirit washes over you, there is an overwhelming sense of calm mm-hmm. that we can't put into words. It's that peace that passes all understanding. We don't understand it, but boy, do we sure soak it in when we have that opportunity.
Woo. Amen.
So that's why it's so important to be who God wants you to be.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to share God's word. Don't mm-hmm. be afraid to tell people what God has done for you.
Amen.
The more you praise Him, the more you read His word, the more you pray, the more your foundation is stronger. You know, it can stand the storms of time. It can stand the winds. It can stand the fire, withstand the storm. And we're all going through some sort of storm in our lives. How we handle that storm is we want to be the storm in that instance. We want to turn those circumstances around and show the world, show the devil that we mean business, that
Amen.
We're here. We're here for a purpose. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And to be able to do that is the infilling of that Holy Spirit that lives Ooh. Within you.
Amen.
And it's amazing what God can do when we let Him.
Amen. 10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. Love this song. One of my favorites. Haven't played it for a while. It's right here.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh. is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. Bless the
God. I love that song. Woo! Worship your holy name. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to go to verse 5, and I'm in the Message Bible, and it says this. Remember, our message is not about ourselves. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ, the Master. All we are is messengers, errand runners from Jesus for you. It started when God said, light up the darkness, and our lives filled up with light as we saw and understood God in the face of Christ, all bright and beautiful. Verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in the unadorned. I love that. I love this concept. In the unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us. Whoa, Megan, that's what it's all about. We carry this message around in our just ordinary lives like we're clay pots. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. It's not like that, you know, we're made out of, you know, granite or marble or glass. We're just a clay pot. Like, and I know that seems like nothing special, but what matters is what's in the pot.
Exactly.
Not what the pot looks like.
Right.
What's in the pot.
Right.
And, you know, I'm gladly, until the day I die, gladly a spokesperson for the eternal place that I'm going is to heaven. And
amen.
I will always, until my dying breath, I will always praise His name, and I will always be glad to share His good message everywhere I go.
Oh, absolutely. And so many times I think people think they have to have a Bible school degree, or they have to have been in the Word for so many years or whatever. God just wants us to be ourselves, Megan. He does not want us. You know, I know that you work in grocery stores, and you encounter people who really will tell you all kinds of things, don't they? And sometimes it's like, hey, I'm going through this rough time, and don't forget, pray for me. And sometimes you pray for them on the spot, don't you? Just an ordinary person right there reaching out with God's love, right?
Amen. And, you know, it's amazing when you allow yourself to be pliable, when you allow yourself to recognize those spiritual moments,
right,
of the things that people will tell you, and they don't know you that well.
Right.
And, you know, I just can speak of one thing is I delivered groceries to this mom and her baby twice. And the first time I arrived, the baby was sleeping, was hooked up to oxygen, and he had a tummy tube. That that's how he ate. And I didn't really ask any questions because mom had texted me during the shop and said that the baby was stressed, yada, yada, yada. What just so happens, the very next week, went back to the same lady, and this beautiful baby is sitting up on the couch, still wearing oxygen, and I said, oh my gosh, what a beautiful baby. You know, I just feel like that, you know, that I need to ask you if it's okay if I pray for him. And she goes, absolutely. And she goes, here. And she hands me a photo of him. And she said, his name is Nolan.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to go through open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like, oh my gosh, Lord, like it was just a total ministry moment.
Wow.
That coming in contact with this lady. So you, as what I'm getting to is you never know
yes.
where you're going or
yes.
where you're put.
Right.
But be and learn how to be sensitive to the spirit.
Right. Be that soul on fire, right? Be that soul that says, I care about that child right there, or I care about that person and they're hurting and what they're going through. Because when we are that soul on fire and we want to minister God's love to others, it's contagious. People want you to put an arm around them and pray for them. Not everybody, obviously. There's going to be people that, you know when to approach someone and when not to. And Betty, what we're saying is that when we're full of God, when we are souls on fire, when we are 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord, we have so many reasons to praise his name, so many reasons to thank him for our lives on a daily basis. When we live in that, then we give off that fragrance of God in our lives. And we're just ordinary clay pots, but God can use any of us ordinary people. Betty, talk to us.
Well, you know, that song that we love to play is People Need the Lord. And if we can be a vessel willing to share what God has done for us, what God is going to do for them, whoever we come in contact with, that fragrance emits overwhelming amount of fragrance because people sense it. It's just like there's the whole atmosphere changes when the Holy Spirit comes on the scene. There can be a spirit of anxiety or a spirit of tension. And it's just like someone like you, Pastor, or Megan, you walk into a room, and I've noticed, especially with you and Megan, especially, is that people are drawn to you. People have an intensity to want to be around you because you have that Holy Spirit that is emitting from you. It's powerful, ladies. And it's just like when people come up to you and Pastor, you were telling a story that I don't know whether this was when you were down in Mexico.
Mexico.
Mm-hmm. That someone said, it was from across the table, there's something different about you.
No, like, that was right here. That was right here in the States, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's just amazing how we have, and we don't have anything attached to us that, you know, says that we're, you know, we're on fire, we have a presence of God within us. It's just the presence of Almighty God that lives in us. Those 10,000 reasons. There's 10,000 reasons why people come up to you too, and it's because of the Holy Spirit.
Well, you're included in that, Betty.
Your joy.
But you're included in that. And you know what? Any of us can be that light. You know, we did that song this morning at Beacon that we played a few times on the radio a few weeks back, Learning to Be the Light. Because that's what God wants us to be, that salt and light to a hurting world, because so many of us are hurting. So many people are going through difficult times and they need a word of encouragement. They need a pat on the back. They need a smile, if for nothing else. I mean, they need this. Mm-hmm. And I want to go back to verse 7 here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in the unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us. As it is, there's not much chance of that. You know for yourselves, we're not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We may have been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. What they see, what they did to Jesus, they do to us, trial and torture. And then what Jesus did among them, he does in us, he lives. And so the whole point is that it doesn't matter how much stuff we're going through, because we all go through stuff, right? Life happens to every one of us. It's what we do with that stuff. It's what we do with it. Are we able to, it may be hurting on the inside, but still breathe life and speak life to other people as we encounter them? Mention that, Megan, will you, before we go to this next song?
Yeah, you know, speaking life is, we know that from Scripture that the power of death or life can come from the tongue. And it's so very important that if you're in a situation, say a hairy situation, whatever it may be, is that instead of just letting your old human side react, is that maybe step back from the situation and take that situation to the throne,
right,
and ask the Lord to speak life instead,
right,
of speaking any negativity into a situation. And I know that maybe for some people that's extremely hard because,
yeah,
you know, you may be just a very vocal or a very expressive person. But I'll tell you what, when you let the Holy Spirit get a hold of your pot and mold it instead,
yes,
of it being firm and already fired in the kiln, is,
right,
don't let that happen. Don't get hard-headed. Don't get so hard that you're not moldable, because,
right,
when the Holy Spirit comes into your life and comes over your spirit, there's a discernment that comes about you, and the words that come out of your mouth are soft, nurturing, compassionate, full of life, and they don't speak negativity onto someone, and you become an advocate for the Holy Spirit.
Well, absolutely. Doesn't mean that our lives are perfect. And so often we're going through stuff ourselves, right? But as we just trust God to give us the words to say in any given situation, you know, he does. He comes through in such a mighty way and changes us. Betty, we got a couple minutes, and then I've got to play another song here. But go ahead. Speak to this whole thing.
Well, you both are so right on, is that we're just ordinary people. We are peculiar people. We are odd people. Every one of us is different. Every one of us has a different DNA. And it's because God created us in his image, and he wants us to be the,
amen,
best that we can be.
Yes.
And I feel like that I'm at my best when I'm talking to someone about the Lord.
Right.
My sails may be tattered, but my ship is still sailing, because there's nothing more glorious, there's nothing more wonderful than being a child of God,
right,
and having a heavenly Father who is a good, good Father, and you both can attest to that of the testimonies that all three of us could give about some of the things that we have encountered and how the Holy Spirit has come out,
amen,
ahead and hence brought us through. We've become stronger, and you will become stronger.
Yes,
the more that you depend on the vine, the more that you depend on the Lord, the more that you surrender, and the more you pray,
amen,
the more you praise, the more you read, that you will become that unadorned clay pot.
Yeah,
that people are drawn to, because, like what Maggie said, it's not the outside of the pot, it's what's inside the pot that counts.
Right, right.
And that's where that you can be fertilized, that, you know, when you're in the Word and you're in God's presence, there's nothing more precious to be is than at the foot of the cross or at his feet, in his presence.
Amen.
To know that he's there, and that all you have to do is just ask and knock and seek, and he will be there for you.
Amen.
And in the good times and the bad.
Oh, amen. Let this song, Give Me Jesus, bless you today, because this is what we need, each one of us. Just make it your prayer as it's being played.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, oh. All this world, oh, give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, give me Jesus. When I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. All I need, oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need. In the morning when I rise, when I lay my head down.
Praise God, Lord, that's what we want. We want you. We want you working in
all
our lives.
I need.
That's what we want.
It's all I need. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, he's all I need.
Yes, Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
It's what we need, Lord. We need you. We're not content to go this life alone, on our own strength, in our own desires, our own ways of behaving and thinking. Lord, we need you. And Lord, for those that are listening today or later on in the future, Lord, let them realize this can be a new beginning. This can be a shift in their life. This can be a suddenly moment where their priorities change and their life turns around and they realize that they need you, God, in their life. That this moment in time can be the crossroads that each one of them need. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we need you. We declare it right now. We need you, mighty God. We need you, Jesus, every moment of every day. We need your Holy Spirit to live big in each of us. We want to be souls on fire. And so for those that are out there listening and are agreeing with this as I pray it, Lord, let it change their life today. Let them realize that they too can be a soul on fire. They too can be one that says, give me Jesus. I need more of you, Lord. I need you to change my attitudes, my behavior, my thoughts. Take away my fears, my anxious moments, and replace it with you, your peace. The peace that passes all understanding. That's what I need. And so, Lord, let that be the prayer of many, many, many around the globe as they listen to this show. Let this be a life-changing moment. And, Lord, you get all the glory. You get all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Megan had to leave us to go on to church, which is all right. Betty, thank you to Megan. And Betty, woo, what does that song do to you? We used that in the revival a couple of years ago, didn't we, up in Indiana? And I just absolutely love that song. It just gets me every time.
Yeah, it does me too. And it says so much. Is that anything that the world can give us does not replace what Jesus can give us.
Amen.
We can't, in big houses, cars, money, whatever it is, it can't bring us the peace that Jesus
right.
does.
That's right.
It can't bring us the soul, the peace, the joy. There's nothing that can replace that except
right.
Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus is exactly who he says he is. You know,
right.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, who we've talked about, you know, for the past 2 hours, is who Jesus is.
Yes.
He's, you know, he's given us an advocate. He's given us a friend. He's given us a comforter. He's given us a advocate. I mean, Jesus
yes.
is the seven things. Who he says he is.
Yes, he is.
He is the I Am. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is your healer.
Right.
He is so many things to us. And if I wanted to say anything else today, is give me Jesus. Give me Jesus over my worries. Give me Jesus over my anxiety.
Amen.
Give me Jesus over the illnesses that are invading my body at this time.
Right.
Heal the cancers. Heal the loneliness, heal the diseases that are taking away our joy and our life and our
right.
health.
Yes.
And I just say today, precious people, just let Jesus be who you want him to be.
Yes.
Because he is everything. He is our joy. He's our everything. I guess I'm just finding a lack of words, of vocabulary.
That's
for
all right.
Jesus.
That's
but
all right.
He is everything to us.
He is.
And he is worthy to be praised.
And he wants to come and invade our space, Betty. And for those out there that you say, well, this is a little wild to me. You say, maybe you just guys talk too much about God. No, no. He wants to be all of that for you. These things we've talked about today, he wants to live in you. He wants to be with you and in you. He wants you to emit that fragrance of his presence that is him on the inside of you, working and changing us and causing us to be that light in a dark world and causing us to be able to just give Jesus sometimes when we don't even know we have, but it's an attitude, it's an expression, it's a smile, it's a hug, it's something that lifts people up and brings them out of their despair sometimes, or it's a word of encouragement, it's a word of blessing, and we want to be that. That's what we want to be. That's who we want to be. Betty, you're such a joy. You're one of my very, very best friends. You know that. And you and Megan, I love you both so very much and appreciate you and the ministry that you provide right here on our show, Living the Good Life, and the fact that you're such integral parts of our radio team. And we appreciate that so very much. A final thought, Betty, and then we got to get out of here in a minute.
Let Jesus be your guide this week. Try Jesus and let him be your everything.
Right.
I just pray that that Jesus is the light of your life, and I just pray that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord.
And, amen.
Lord, I just tell you over the air how much we love you and how much we praise you for this radio program, for Pastor and all of the radio team members. We just give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Betty Thomas. You are
you're
a blessing.
Welcome,
and your daughter, Megan Kramer. God bless both of you. And we will see
Thank you
soon.
Ma'am.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Okay. So we just continue to bring the Word of God week after week right here on TANTALKNETWORK.com. Reminding you, go to TANTALKNETWORK.com, go to podcasts, and go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, or our Thursday night show, Go Yard, to catch up on shows that you have missed. So that's TANTALKNETWORK.com. Go to the podcast section, Living the Good Life, for the Sunday show. Thursday night show is Go Yard. And so we're glad you've joined us today. If you have prayer requests, send them in to prayers@bohmglobal.com. prayers@bohmglobal.com, because they will be sent out to our prayer team, and you can be a part of that prayer team if you want. Send an email. Betty will pick it up, or my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, or Shell. One of them will pick up your request and send it out to the prayer team. God will move in your situation. God bless you. This has been Megan, Betty, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. This has been Living the Good Life. God bless you. Have a great week, and we will see you right here next week, 3 o'clock. See ya.